shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, as we mentioned in the beginning of this Mass, we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, but it's also the final octave day for Christmas, a feast just like Easter that we celebrate for 8 straight days. And also, it is a worldwide day for peace and justice in our world, and it also happens to be the first day of the new year. Quite a busy day. So maybe let's take a few moments and think about what might connect all of these celebrations this day. Now, the celebration of Christmas and Mary, the Mother of God, is an obvious connection. We celebrated just a week ago the Son of God, the Word made flesh, the Son of God who became human. A great beginning of the final chapter of our salvation in God's great plan. And of course, to become human meant he had to be born of a woman, born of Mary, his mother. And for the early church, there was a struggle about what did that mean about Mary. And finally, her title, Mary, Mother of God, was bestowed upon her and agreed that this was truly a revelation of our faith. But Mary's motherhood continues to this day. It's symbolized by our patronage of being under the Our Lady of Perpetual Help. For we see on this image, both on my vestments and in the narthex, we see in this image Mary comforting Jesus as he looks with fear upon the instruments of his execution, the angel bringing the cross and the nails into view. Mary's motherhood is the source of her perpetual help that she offers us all. We call our Lord the Prince of Peace, and today we are encouraged to pray for justice and peace in our world. From the first reading from the book of Numbers, we hear the blessing given to the Israelites, culminating in these words, "The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace." Now, too many times we have this mistaken notion that we are the ones that can bring peace. But that's not entirely true. Justice and peace are gifts given by God. Justice and peace are gifts that he has bestowed graciously and generously upon our world. But if that's the case, why is it that the world suffers from war and violence and injustice against people? Well, that's because the gifts are given, but our hearts need to be open to receive those gifts. And that is an important way that we participate in bringing justice and peace to the world. Now, those gifts of justice and peace were never more apparent or abundantly given than through the gift of his Son to us all. Christmas is the time when we acknowledge the gift given out of love that God has for the world. That is the gift of God himself in the second person of the Trinity, becoming one of his creatures. But now the peace of the Lord is symbolized by Mary's trust in the Lord. She said yes to that angel. And in that yes, she handed over her life to God and told him, basically, do with it what you will. In her yes, we see a total reliance on God and on his plan of salvation. Even though Mary had no idea what was in store for her, she had no idea that her son would become the Savior of the world. She had no idea that her son would be arrested and tortured and beaten and nailed to a cross. She had no idea that she would receive her son's lifeless body in her arms. And she had no idea that after 3 days, her son would rise again from the grave, opening up the gates of heaven. She had no idea that her son would welcome her to heaven as he received her body and soul and crowned her as queen of heaven. Mary's yes was putting her life into God's hands. And because of that, it brought the world the Prince of Peace. Now, we as well can experience that peace when we turn to God and rely on the one who created us, who loved us, and who is willing to die for us. Jesus is the Prince of Peace because he modeled fidelity to God's will. And because through that obedience, he brought salvation and peace to the world. You know, at the very end of today's gospel, it said Mary treasured all these things in her heart. Mary continues to treasure all the things that we do to embrace Christ's peace and to make it evident in the world. Through Mary's continued intercession, we ask not just for the true peace of God to descend upon this world, but also that our own hearts may be open to accept that peace. We need to begin by allowing that peace to come into our hearts, to change us into the sons and daughters of the living God, and then to change our families, our community, and that is how the world will experience God's peace. And on this New Year's Day, that's a pretty good resolution to make. Resolve that this be the year that I open up my heart to receive all the good things God wants to give me, most especially his love, peace, and mercy. Because these are gifts the world desperately needs. And when we accept it, we become heralds of that peace. The good news of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who was born that we commemorated just a week ago, the true Prince of Peace, the Son of Mary, and the one who is looking forward to welcome us into eternal life in heaven.